Okay, it's 6:30 according to our timekeeper, so we'll get underway here. Thanks all for coming. We've got kind of two meetings going on, and this first meeting we're meeting is the Spring City Council here on Tuesday, August 19th, here in the Spring City Hall. This first meeting has two purposes. For the first part of the meeting, we'll actually be meeting as a board of canvassers for Spring City. We have an obligation for the county to basically approve the results of the primary election. So we will do that. And then we want to take up some business to approve our new auditors for our annual audit for the city. So that will be the business for this first meeting. And then we'll end this meeting, we'll convene a work meeting at the city council right afterwards. So for this first meeting, why don't we start with the Pledge of Allegiance, if you want to stand and follow me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now, would anyone like to offer an expression of choice as we get underway this evening?
I'll say first.
Okay.
Our dear kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity to live in this country. We're grateful for the rights that we have. We ask thee that the Spirit to be here tonight, and as we discuss things, that we can do so in a friendly manner, we pray. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you. So let me present the information that we've been provided by the county. The final toll. Let's do the roll call.
Brandy Stray.
Marty McCain.
Ken Krogh.
Chris Anderson.
Courtney Sim.
Paul Penrod. Okay, now we'll get going. Thanks for that reminder. The final totals, it looks like they're slightly different from what got reported earlier in the paper, but the final numbers we had on the primary ballot were Michael Broadbent with 139 votes, Joseph McGriff with, Laurel Workman with 203 votes, Joseph McGriff with 119 votes, Randy Strait with 136 votes, John Stewart with 51 votes, and Margaret Parnell Grinstaff with 104 votes. The county advised us that they actually received 16 ballots from Spring City that were not counted. Two had signatures that didn't match the records. One was unsigned, and 13 were mailed or received at the county after the deadline. So remember, in the future, the new voting rules are pretty strict. They have to receive the ballot before the voting ends on election day. So make sure that in the future, because, 13 votes, that's significant in a town like ours. So remember that. So we have a duty, I guess, as a board of canvassers to basically have a resolution to approve the information that's provided by the county. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I'd look for a motion to that effect.
I make a motion we accept the resolution or make the resolution of the numbers of the primary election provided by the county clerk.
Okay, we have a motion by Marty. Do we have a second?
Second
by Paul. Okay, any further discussion on that? If not, we'll go to a vote. We'll start down there.
Rick Brandy Strait, yes.
Marty McCain, yes.
Ken Krogh, yes.
Courtney Sim, yes.
Paul Penrod, yes.
Thanks. It's unanimous. So we have a canvas document we're supposed to each sign. So I'll pass that around if you could sign that where indicated. Okay, so then we're going to shift gears a little bit. An item of business, we have a new auditor that will be working with us this year. Do we have?
If we worked with them last year, it's just every year we have to enter an agreement.
Oh, okay, good. I was just going to ask why we changed. So we're not
it's
changing.
The same, it's
we
the
just
same
need
one
a new
last
agreement.
Year.
Okay. Any discussion about that? We'll just go ahead with the motion.
Do we remember what we paid them last year?
It was $10,000.
Was it, say it went right to their, because yeah. That's what they're saying their cap is this year, it's 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've got their engagement letter attached and can review. Any discussion or someone like
that? Is that pretty normal for every city? I mean, is that what they usually?
Yeah.
I work with them when I worked in the school district. Quality people.
And I mean, it does usually go up a little bit every year. But when I first started 4 years ago, we paid $9,000. So in 4 years, it's gone up to 10.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Make a motion that we go with the Gilbert and Stewart audit agreement.
Okay. Proposed. Okay. We have a motion to approve the proposed audit agreement. We have a second by Ken. No further discussion. We'll go to a vote.
Randy Strait, yes.
Marty McCain, yes.
Ken Krogh, yes.
Courtney Sim, yes.
Paul Penrod, yes.
Okay, the vote's unanimous. And I think that's all the business we have scheduled for this meeting. So I look for a motion to adjourn. We have a motion to adjourn by Ken, second by Randy. Okay, we're adjourning that first meeting. And so we'll go ahead and start.